London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.
Hello, Ellie, darling. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm so great. I just had a big bowl of chocolate ice cream on the couch.
Did you? Yes,
it was this delicious, like, vegan coconut. You know how I'm making everything with coconut now, Ellie?
Yeah, but I like coconut, but not too much coconut.
I thought I bought
a couple of cartons of coconut milk on the internet, but they sent me like two massive, huge boxes of weird coconut milk. So now I've got to use it somehow.
You have to open up a little stall downstairs and just selling coconut milk.
And you know what? People might appreciate that, but I think they'd rather I had toilet roll and normal
milk. No one's going to be swapping their important things at this point.
Are people stockpiling over there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, big time. It's really bad. I think Australia were the original stockpilers and then the rest of the world saw it and they're like, oh, we should do that. And so we're the original idiots.
I don't know. It was definitely us.
Okay.
Definitely us. It was a bit of us and a bit of America.
Totally. But we'll always have great music. And I keep saying
exactly,
all the...
Exactly. That's great. I love that.
I keep saying all the artists that I've been speaking to this week, all in like isolation, imagine the music that is going to come out of this when artists are forced to stay home and you can still collaborate, but you don't have to do all the promo and all the flying. I mean, there's got to be some positives, Ellie, right?
I think actually this is weirdly going to be quite a break for musicians because I know there's people working in hospitals and there are people still working now for other people because they have no choice and because they have to stay at work. But I think with artists and musicians, the amount of touring and stuff on the road and the ups and downs, I don't know, maybe it's going to have a positive effect. I know some people are struggling to do the self-isolation, but
yeah.
I'm actually really enjoying it because it's just giving me a chance to have proper sleep and, you know, I'm teaching myself piano at the moment.
Cool.
I'm reading a lot now.
I agree. And I've been in like, because I always, when I speak to artists, I like to take some time to kind of like listen to like the back catalogue. And I have been in an Ellie Goulding hole for hours. I've been going deep and then I was like remembering all my life. It was like the soundtrack of my life as I listened to this music and it's 10 freaking years since Lights. What? Sorry? What?
I know. I can't actually believe it when people say it, 10 years. I can't decide whether it's gone real slow or real fast.
Right? You know? Yeah, it's you're like, so right, yeah.
Well, it definitely felt safer. It just feels so mad now. And I don't know whether music is directly reflecting it, but I really appreciate the artists still bringing out just big pop bangers because I think that's kind of what we need.
The universe knew because I feel mid last year, it felt like so many of our big pop stars started going back to happy pop. And I feel like the creative gods knew and started just sprinkling that in there, and I don't know, like it felt like we needed joy and maybe we didn't know why, but and that's why I'm so happy that, you know, that you're putting out music and I love this song and I love Black Bear and I love the video. It's so creepy, but also I can't stop watching it. Like I can't look away. Like you're really acting in it, and like a couple of those looks that you give down the barrel, I'm like, she's looking at me.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of my acting debut. It's my, like, you know, it's my tape to show people that I can act a little bit.
It's a sick tune. Like, I was trying to think of the best word to describe it, and I think it's just a sick tune, which is like that's a comma. It says that's a sick tune.
Thank you. I'll take that. I'm happy with that.
Done. You're very welcome. What a blessing that you've had a career that spanned long enough to now have nostalgic tracks. Many artists don't get there.
I know, and I feel very lucky for that. But I also do feel like it's just kind of getting started, which is insane considering how long it's been. But just with this new album, it's going to start a new era, as my fans would call it. Yes. And I know I feel kind of younger than I did like 5 years ago.
Awesome.
I think I'm taking more care of myself. I'm like eating better. I'm training better.
Yes.
And I feel feeling good at the moment. So I'm in a good place to get back on the road. I just don't know when that will be.
Who knows? When it's meant to be, it'll be. In the meantime, keep doing everything right. We love Worry About Me. We're going to keep spinning it. We're sending all our love to you. And when all this craziness is over, come hang with us.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you so much for playing it as well.
Ash London Live gives you the best new music on the planet. For a new style of alcoholic beverages, why not try Quincy, Australia's first alcoholic seltzer. Drink different, drink responsibly.